Right, as previously stated, we are so happy to have Sister Lupe, who's going to be sharing some things with us this morning. We greatly appreciate Sister Lupe, and as you may recall, Pastor mentioned some things the other night in service about Sister Lupe. All of the tests and trials that she has gone through in her life, yet not only is she going through them, but she is thriving. She's still standing, and she is thriving, and she's going to be sharing some great things with us this morning about those testimonies. Sister Lupe, are you there now?
I am, Vic.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and ask you to go ahead and speak up, but anyone else there around you, they're going to have to keep all the noise level down. Okay, because
yes.
We want to make sure that doesn't come through. So please make sure that, and then also go ahead and I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Okay, thank you, Brother Vic. Good morning, church. I was praying this morning. I woke up this morning praying, and I said, God, help me. Make it come across loud and clear. I do have a verse that I want to read from Psalms. It's 169, and the verse reads, let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. Let thy hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. My soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. In that last verse, 167, it's because sometimes I do try to do things my way. You know, things come my way, and sometimes I, right away, my flesh kicks in, and I can do this, I can handle this. But then all of a sudden I realize I can't, it's just too much for me. And that's when I call on the Lord, because I'm like, I feel like sometimes the Lord's looking at me and saying, okay, are you done crying? Are you done boo-hooing? And I have to look to God. I have to look to God. Because without God, I can't make it. I can't do anything. I can't raise my grandkids. I can't do anything without God. And I'm thinking right now, when I got the girls, you know, when I got the girls, I cried. Because I said, Lord, I can't do this. How can I do this? I can't go backwards. Diapers again, Lord, I can't do this. And that was 8 years ago. And now Cassie's 10. I've had the girls for 8 years. And I remember Roman even coming to me and telling me, Grandma, when are they going home? And I remember saying to him, they're not going home. I can't. We send them somewhere. I don't know where they'll be. And we're going to worry about who's taking care of them. Are they being fed? I talked to Roman. And I said, Roman, we need to take care of them because we are all they have. And I remember that I had fibromyalgia, and I had rheumatoid arthritis. And Brother Sanders, I went to church. Brother Sanders prayed for me. And I remember coming home and probably the second day I was going about my business in the house, doing stuff in the house, and all of a sudden it just dawned on me that my pain was gone. God stepped in. God healed me.
Hallelujah.
And then I thought, okay, God, you healed me. I'm going about my business again. And then that's when I got the girls. And again, it was about 3 months later, and I remember falling into a situation with the girls, and I said, Lord, you do have a sense of humor. Because, God, you healed me so I could take care of these girls. And I remember that it's just God always stepping in. Every time a situation happened in my life, whether it was a girl or Roman or anything that happened, I looked to God because, God, I can't make it. I can't do anything. It's God's help. It's God. Everything is God. I give God the glory for everything. And I pray and I'm hoping that my kids, my grandkids, just, I want to instill in them that, you know what, we can't make it in this life without God. And I'm just here to give God the glory and the honor. Nothing is about me. It's nothing I do. It's God. Everything is God. And my son, for those of you who know my son being incarcerated, my son Joseph, my son was convicted, and I went into court the last day. I went into court, and Brother Vic was there, Pastor Clark was there, and I just thanked them so much. Without their support, I just thanked Pastor Clark so much, and Sister Clark. And my son loves Pastor Clark and Sister Clark. And he always tells me, Mom, tell Sister Clark that I love her, and I thank her for coming to my court. And he thanks Pastor Clark. He says, thank them, Mom, for coming to my court. And my son really appreciates that. Oh, when my son was convicted, I had my granddaughter with me because that day she was sick. I couldn't send her to school. I couldn't send her to daycare. I had her with me. So I took her to court. And then my son, she kind of waited outside the courtroom. My son was convicted, and on the drive home, I was so broken. And I remember saying, Lord, that's my son. I was so broken, and under my breath, I remember I was at a stoplight, and under my breath, I just cried out to the Lord, and I said, Lord, that's my son. And I heard the Lord speak to my heart. And God said, that's my son. And you know, church, as much as we love our children, God loves them even more. And when I heard the Lord speak to my heart and say, that's my son, I knew it was going to be okay. Even though it hurts as a mother. I knew God's in control again. God's in control. And my son believes that too. And he said, Mom, he goes, I went to my cell. He goes, and I'm not going to lie. He goes, I said, Mom, he goes, I cried unto God. And I told God, God, if you're angry with me, I'm sorry. So my son understands that the position he is, this is where God wants him right now. If God has him there to get a hold of him, so be it. But God, overall, God is in control. And I got a phone call from my nephew. I know I'm all over the map right now. I'm so sorry. But it's just that all these many blessings. God just blessing me over and over again. And I just see always the hand of God doing something in my life. Always I see that. And my nephew called me the other day. And he was talking to me. And my nephew never has really been interested in the Lord and things of God. And all of a sudden, he's talking to me, and he's telling me, Tia, I've been reading my word. I've been reading. He goes, and Tia, he goes, I don't care what anybody says. God's coming. He goes, and I need to be ready. And he said, if I can't save myself, he goes, how am I going to help other people? And he said, Tia, you know that Holy Ghost you have? He said, I want that Holy Ghost, Tia. So you see, I see the hand of God in everything. And I'm just, when he was speaking to me, I was like weeping, I was crying. And he said, Tia, don't cry. And I said, no, these are tears of joy. I said, to hear you talk like this, he has matured spiritually, and it's God. God doing the work in my nephew.
Amen.
So I just give God the glory for everything. So that's all I have to say, Brother Vic. But again, I love the Lord. I praise God. And I'm so excited because I have an excitement about me. I feel like something's going to happen. I feel like God has something up his sleeve. God's going to do something else. I don't know what it is, but he has God's in control. And something's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be because of my nephew, or maybe God's going to do a work in Roman, or Joseph even, you know. I'm excited because I feel like in my heart, I have a joy. I'm overflowing with joy, the joy of the Lord. I'm excited because God's in control and God's going to do something. So that's all I have to say. I love everybody.
And
Pastor
Clark, it was powerful.
Sister Clark, I love the church family.
Yes, Sister Lupe, it was great. It was real. And I believe someone is on the line who wants to share something right now regarding you, Sister Lupe, I believe Sister Clark is on the line.
Sister Lupe, yes, Brother Vic, I'm here. Are you there, Sister Lupe?
I am, Sister Clark.
Okay. You know, Sister Lupe, I don't know how I would handle and deal with everything that you have dealt with in life. You are amazing to me.
Yes,
the strength, the good spirit that you have, the beautiful spirit. You've always got the most beautiful smile on your face, and your face just glows. You've just got a beautiful face, and I don't know how I would do facing the things that you have done. I'm very, very, I admire you very much. I have a lot
Thank
of it, admiration and respect for you, and God has a crown for you that is going to be absolutely amazing, and your children
yes.
and grandchildren will be there with you because of your example, and we love you so much. I also think right now, yes, we love you, Sister Lupe, so much, and your children and grandchildren. I think there's somebody else on the line also. Brother Jeffrey, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can.
Did you have something to say, Brother Jeffrey?
Well, you know, I just wanted to say a few things about our host. You know, he's always getting on here, and he's everybody.
You don't have any traps.
I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks, sweetie.
What? It's okay. I think there's people that are not muted.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah.
Brother Vic, you know, you're very quick to get on here and praise other people, and you're always giving compliments. And most of what you say is true about, you know, about me, but, you know, he kind of gets a little free with his words, and he's always just given super good compliments, and he makes you feel better than you really are. But he's quick to pray with people. He's mm-hmm. always greeting people, and he makes them feel welcome. And, you know, when they come into our church, it's almost like you can just count on Brother Vic to make folks feel comfortable when they visit our church. But to be honest, it's not just what Brother Vic does or what he says. It's in his spirit. It really
yes.
is a part of who Brother Vic is. Brother Vic
yes,
Tarazas.
Right. Yes,
yes. The truth is, church, he's got mm-hmm. a heart of a servant.
Oh,
and
yes.
And he's our brother, and we love him. And
mm-hmm.
I'm happy to say that he's a friend of mine, and I love Brother Vic. And today, church, today is Brother Vic Tarazas' birthday.
Oh,
yes.
My. Happy birthday,
so,
Brother Vic.
Yes.
Happy
so,
birthday, Brother Vic. We love you, Brother Vic.
I think Brother Vic has left the building.
Happy birthday, Brother Vic.
Yes.
Well, there's a bunch of people on the line.
And
oh,
so,
happy brother back. Happy
and
birthday.
Open up the line that they know how to do.
Okay,
so,
you know, good. We're having a lot of technical malfunctions right now. We're probably going to have to end this call very soon, Brother Rao. And,
well, we're going to end
brother
it
Brother
Vic,
come by. I'll take you
to congratulations, brother. He's birthday. Everybody, congratulations to you.
Oh, no, I think
we're
going to sing a happy birthday song, and everybody can just start singing.
If everybody can start singing Brother Vic a happy birthday song, I think we all know the words.
Okay.
We're just going to, you know, we're going to sing to him today. So here it goes,
yeah,
Brother
here.
Okay.
Happy birthday,
happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Brother Vic.
How many different lives?
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Val.
Many more. Many more.
Might be on here.
All right. Well,
testimony on Brother Vic.
Yes.
Pastor Clark, are you there? Pastor Clark.
Okay, I hear a few voices. I hear a lot of voices in my head right about now. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and
Pastor
step
Clark.
In now because.
Is Pastor Clark
right.
here?
I don't know that he was in. Yes.
Happy birthday. There's too many voices I'm hearing, but God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you. And I know this has been a very different devotion today. I didn't expect this. This is truly a surprise. Thank you, Hermano Raul, and Sister mm-hmm. Clark, Pastor Clark, Truth Church, everybody. I love you. I've heard Happy Birthday sang many times. This has been the sweetest one, the best one, of course. And I better do this because I'm going to be in trouble if I don't. We got about 20 seconds left. But there's a voice that I heard, the woman that brought me into this world. Her name is Elisa Terrazas. Sister Elisa Aww. Terrazas, if you're there, Mama, go ahead, Mama. I heard you saying something.
Yeah, I'm here, but I don't know if you can listen to me.
I can hear you. We can all hear you, Mama.
Oh, well, right ahead, let me Mama. Tell you. The Lord blessed me with you while I was raising you, but now you don't belong to me. You belong to Jesus. And to his church. And that really blesses me that you belong to the Lord. And that's the greatest blessing that could a mother receive, that you belong to Jesus. May the Lord use you more for his honor and glory and to help Pastor Clark and the church. In Jesus' name, I love
Thank
the
you,
Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. So, of course, that is Brother Vic's mama, Elisa. I'm glad she didn't take off and start preaching this morning because she can, sure, she can. But those words, Mama, I'm going to take them to heart. Thank you. And I'm going to end on this note. I'm going to end on the mamas. Sister Lupe said a lot of great and powerful things this morning, but one thing that I wrote, I circled in red ink, is this. We are all that they have. You remember she said that? We are all they have. And church, that's what I'm saying about our church. We are all this world has. We are all our city has. We are the beacon of salvation. So church, let's just go for it like Pastor Clark has told us so many times. Once again, thank you, everybody. This is a great surprise, unexpected. I love everybody, everyone, from the bottom of my heart. And we'll see you back tonight on this same channel, on this same line with Brother Roseberry, who's going to be teaching us another great Bible study. God bless all of you. Have a great day. Amen.
Amen.